What's up, guys? It's your girl, Talia Gaucher, also known as T. Welcome to Boss Your Life Up podcast. In this podcast, expect to have your self-love and self-awareness expanded. And big boss talk. This podcast is about being the boss of your peace and your happiness. So what you waiting on? Boss your life up. What's up, guys? It's your girl, Talia Gaucher, also known as T, and I'm back with another episode. Today, we'll be talking about something that is... It touches my heart a little bit. A lot, actually. Because it's something that I go through, and I'm pretty sure it's something that a lot of people go through and are still going through. And that something is the absence of a parent, a biological parent, whether it's the absence of your mother, whether it's the absence of your biological father, whoever it may be, that absence has molded you into a person, and it has molded your thought process to what it is today. And so in my case, you know, I deal with having an absent father. I'm open about it. It's nothing to lie about. It's true. He wasn't there to raise me. No, but I must say, I can't sit here and just act like my life was bad, because I had a damn good mother who stepped up to the plate and did what she had to do. But when someone who has contributed to bringing you into this world doesn't choose the option to actually see you grow and see you become the person that you're becoming, that affects you in a way. In my case, it affected how I loved. I wanted to love, and I wanted to feel good enough, but not good enough for myself, good enough for others. Because having that absence of that parent, or like I say, in my case, my biological father, having that absence made me not feel good enough. Like, I felt like, okay, I'm never going to be good enough for a relationship with this human being. Why am I not good enough? I didn't call him up and call my mom up and say, hey, do y'all thing, please. I want to be born. I didn't say that. So, you know, I get pissed off when I think about it, because it's just like, why are you have no reason. Like, okay, yeah, you have your people who, you know, have no choice why they're not in your life, whether they're incarcerated, you know, whatever the case may be. If they have no choice, that's different than someone having a choice. Someone choosing not to watch their seed grow. Like, how do you plant a seed and you don't watch it grow? You don't water it. You let one person water it, but they didn't plant it by themselves. And like I said, my mom did a damn good job. But I think not many people talk about the absence and what it does to you emotionally, and what it does to you in your life, how it molds how you think. Like, in my case, I felt like I wasn't good enough. I'm not good enough for him to pick up the phone and say, hey, Talia, how are you? Hey, Talia, do you need anything? And I must say, you know, I didn't let it affect me the way it affects some, but it has affected the way I love. Because like I said, I just wanted to love. I wanted to feel good enough for other people, because I didn't feel good enough for him. So anybody who came into my life and gave me just a little bit of attention, or made me feel just a little good enough, I was okay with that, because they were feeling that, they were filling the void that he didn't feel because he was supposed to. So when somebody's absent and it's like they have a choice to be in your life, it feels like you're being punished for absolutely no reason. Like, you're being punished for being here. And life is beautiful, but I always tell my mama, I didn't ask to be here. Like I didn't call you to ask you to be here. And the person that is absent, whether it's your biological mother or biological father, is like, damn, you're not here. Why aren't you here? So, you know, throughout my life, that's been a question that I've always asked myself and I've always thought about. And it's one of those questions that's always going to be a rhetorical question, because whether you ask and they lie or whether they're telling the damn straight up truth, you're always going to feel like it's bullshit, because it just makes no sense when you have a choice. Like, my mom tells me all the time, I can love you, and yes, I brought you in this world, but I don't have to do things for you. And when she would tell me that growing up, I'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? You have to do these things. What? You have to. It's against the law if you don't. But honestly, she did it. She had a choice, just like him. She just decided to step up to the plate. And like I say, my mom is, she's a damn good woman, and she is a damn good man, because she played both roles. And I can't say that she did it by herself, because I have another woman in my life. Her name is Veronica. I love her so dearly. I love that woman. She helped my mom out a lot. Those two have raised me to be the woman that I am today. But then again, it's still just like, dang, you know, this you're biologically my father. Like, DNA test, it's me and you. We're family. So why aren't you here? So, you know, we get down about it. And it's okay to be down about it, but that absence from that biological parent, we don't pay attention to how it honestly makes us feel. Yes, it makes us angry, but we never really actually sit down and evaluate how we've been given a lesson all of our lives. We just never paid attention to it. And the lesson that I get from it is, you can't expect anything and anyone to act a certain type of way. Like, you can't expect it. And you can't expect it from family. You can't expect it from friends. You can't expect it from a spouse. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it because they have a choice. And if they're not going to do it, they're not going to do it because they have a choice. So expectation is one of those life lessons that we learn when that parent leaves our life, because we expect for them to be there. We expect to always see dad or always see mom. We expect that. And when it doesn't happen, we get let down. And when it doesn't happen again, we get let down. So I learned to stop expecting. And so, like I said, it has changed the way I love, and it has made me love super duper 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 hard, simply because I wanted to feel good enough. Until I got on the whole self-love journey, and I actually sat there and evaluated how his absence has made me feel. And then I sat there and I'm just like, hold the fuck up. Yeah, I said it. Hold the fuck up. You chose to not be in my life. You had a choice when you did that. So now I have a choice. Am I going to let your absence be a negative factor in my life? Or am I going to let it be a positive factor in my life? Because you didn't already left. So then I sat there and I thought about it. I said, I want it to be a positive factor. If you ain't going to give me nothing, you can at least be a positive in my life. So I took that hurt that I was hurting and that love that I was fiending for all of those years from my absent biological father, I took all of that anger and all of that hurt, and I turned it around into something positive. I turned it around and I said, you know what? I've done damn good without him, and I'm going to keep doing damn good without him. And if you're going through this situation, know that you are damn good without them. Like, they had the choice to be in your life, and they chose not to. So when you sit there and you evaluate the absence of that parent, you're gonna be emotional. I was emotional my first time evaluating it, but then you're gonna snap back and you'll be like, hold the fuck up. I'm not, no, you're not about to sit here and control the way I love, the way I treat people, the way I do things, my mindset, because you chose to be absent. I didn't choose to be here. You chose to help me be here. So guess what? I'm gonna make the choice to boss up from that situation because I promise you that absent parent, they're gonna need you before you need them. So in my case, that the day that I finally evaluated, his absence, I wrote his name down on a piece of paper. I wrote his name down on a piece of paper and I wrote down how I felt because he wasn't there. And so, like I said, in my case, it was not feeling good enough. So I wrote down not feeling good enough. And I cried. I cried like a little baby. I'm not even gonna lie. My mom doesn't even know about this. No one knows about this. I cried like a little baby. And then I got a lighter and I burned it. And as it burned, I inhaled that I was letting him go. And I exhaled all of the negative thoughts that I got from his absence. And so then I prayed. Whoever you pray to, whether you're praying to Buddha, Jesus, the chair, Yahweh, Malcolm X, Malu, whoever you pray to, I don't care. Ask whoever you're praying to help you let that person go. And in my case, in many people's cases, they have what I call pop-ups. They pop in and out, they're in and out. They may come back. They may try to come back, but no, you have that attitude like, show me. Show me. I don't owe you a damn thing. I don't owe you nothing. So you show me. Because now that you have paid attention to the hurt that you've been feeling all of these years, you will have a sense of confidence in yourself because now you've overcome some hurt that you knew was there, but you never really paid attention to it. And in my case, I actually feel better when I wake up now because I let the feeling that he made me feel go. So it may sound bizarre, but let it go. It's not your fault that they wasn't there. You are good enough. You so damn good that they can't even come to the show to see it. That's how good you are. You're so damn good that they gotta book appointments to get to you. Because when you were available and you wanted that relationship and you was fiending for that relationship, you was fiending for that love, they were nowhere to be found. Adult or not, you are deserving of more. And I had to realize that I deserve more. So going through this whole self-love journey and falling in love with myself and caring for myself, I said, you know what? I care for myself more than you ever will. So let me care for myself enough to let you go. Because if I'm not important in your life, you're not important in mine. If you can't pick up the phone and call me, I shouldn't be sitting here with my heart broken about your absence. You treat me like any other person in the world, so I'm going to treat you the same exact way. I'm going to put myself first. And I'm going to put myself first by letting you go. I'm not going to sit here and love the way that I've been loving because I never knew what getting love and feeling good enough from you felt like. So I'm letting it go. And so that when you let it go, man, I'm telling you, you get confident. It's such a great feeling. And the confidence is so beautiful because not many people talk about how it feels or how it makes them feel or how it affects how they love. You begin to chase after something. You continue to chase after it because you've never had it. And, you get on social media and you see these women with their dads, you see these guys with their dads, these women with their mothers, whoever or whoever's absent in your life, you see all of those things and it's just like, damn, am I not good enough for that shit? Am I not good enough for somebody to actually who contribute to having me? Am I not good enough for them to see this journey that I'm on? And you have to get that thought out of your head. I know I had to get that thought out of my head because I am good enough. Like I said, I'm so damn good that you can't even come to the show to see me. This show sold out. This show is sold out and it's going to be forever sold out. I said sold out. It's going to be forever sold out. But yeah, don't let the absent parent control your life, because I promise you they're not letting their own absence control their own life. Yeah, the karma is going to come tenfold for them. So you just live your life. You move on. You wake up every day with a purpose. You wake up every day with a smile on your face because you know your show is sold the fuck out. Can't nobody come to your show. Not the person who already had a ticket. Your ticket not valid. Go take it somewhere else. So, that's a part of your self-love too. It's evaluating everything that happens in your life. Every traumatic experience that you experience, every tear you cry without knowing the reason behind it. Because I know I cried tears as a young kid, but now that I'm an adult, I'm just like, damn, that I don't give a shit about you. You don't care about me. So that became a milestone for, my self-love progress. Because I used to just be like, oh, I don't care. It is what it is. But now, I care. But I don't care enough. I don't care about that situation more than I care about myself. I care about myself more. So I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna let you go. If you decide to text me or to pop up, okay. If that absent parent decide to text you or pop up, okay. We gonna see. Show me, cause you don't owe them a damn thing. You owe yourself first. You've lived all these years of neglecting your feelings and neglecting your emotions, so now it's time to pay attention to you. Love you. Stop seeking that love, that missing love. Because if it's missing, it ain't love. If it ain't there, it ain't love. Love is there. Love is taking that choice and saying, okay, I love this person, so I'm going to do this for them. So do that for yourself. If you love yourself, say, okay, I love myself enough that I'm going to sit down, I'm going to meditate, and I'm going to let this person go. And you pray about it, but pray about it once because you have faith. And the thoughts gonna pop up, the whys are gonna pop up, the I wish is gonna pop up, the pain is gonna pop up, but then you reel yourself back in and you say, no, damn it, I'm better than that. Because there's some people out here, they don't know the damage that they cause when they leave. They don't know the damage they cause when they hurt someone. And it's not your job to explain it to them. You move on with your life. You keep pushing. You be successful. You show them. You be so goddamn successful to the point where they gotta call your assistant. No, forget that. They can't even call because the call ain't gonna go through. They gotta email your assistant to get to you. That's the place and that's what you want for your life. So let that go. Because you've hurt about it all your life. All your life. It's time to actually let that hurt go. It's time to let that absent parent go. It's time to let that person that left you go. Because you didn't do anything wrong. You're not wrong. You are enough. You are worthy. You are deserving. And if they don't want to give you a relationship, give yourself a damn relationship with your damn self. Add more love to yourself. Take yourself out even more. Take breaks from the world sometimes. And let that pass, let that go. Let that go. Because I let it go. And you may not be able to let it go as easy. It takes time. It's not something that's quick. But I think if you actually sit there and evaluate that feeling and actually let it go, it will help you out a lot. It will help you understand that, okay, yeah, we know not to expect anything from anybody, but now we really know not to expect anything from anybody. Expect it from yourself. Feel that love that's been absent for yourself. And you can do it. And I hate that it's people like us or whoever relates that has to go through something like this. But it's okay. It's all right. And it's going to be all right. Because you're better than that. You're better than that person that left you. You're stronger than that person that left you. You're more worthier than that person that left you. You're more deserving than that person that left you. And blessings are going to come onto your life. And I believe it. I believe it. And I love you guys. I love you guys so much. And like I say, this is a very emotional topic for me. Still to this day, even though I let it go, it's still an emotional topic for me because, like I said, it's a giving question that you will never get the answer to. And even if you get the answer, you still going to feel like they're full of shit. But that's okay, because you're not full of shit. And that's okay, because you're worthy, and you're beautiful, and you're great, and you're deserving. And like I say, I love you guys, and thank you if you listened to this far. Please share, share, share. I really, really appreciate it. And I can't wait until next episode. Thank you.